So I prayed and asked, what's the next thing? Last week, God had me talk about you're honored, you're loved, you're precious to him. I said, well, God, well, where do I go from that? And the reality hit me like this morning more than yesterday. God said, people can hear you say that, but the strength to walk that out is not within man. The ability to walk out knowing who you are in God and knowing that you're loved by God and knowing that God loves you and knowing that you're precious to him and honored by him. Those are things that will sound good to the ear and it will make you dance when you hear the message. But then life happens, as they say, life starts lifing. And when life starts lifing, you start to question all that you hear and all that you know and all that you believe. It becomes very difficult at those times to hold on to those truths that made you free. So I said, well, I've been walking around all week saying I'm honored by you. I've been walking around all week saying that I'm precious to you and that I'm loved by you. But here's the reality of things. How many of you have had God speak a positive and powerful word over you and who you are and what you're called to in your life? Like, you know who you are and you know what you're called to. You know. How many of you find yourself in the time of pressure forgetting that or having trouble remembering that or holding on to or anchoring? Because you may not forget it, but in the moment, you can't anchor yourself to it. What's happening right now is taking up so much of the energy or so much of the focus that it's hard to put your focus on that promise, that word that was spoken over you, and probably more than once, and probably more than one person has spoken it over you again and again. And you know you call it to greatness, and you know you call it to, to do exploits in God's name, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, but at that moment, that incident or that situation takes your full attention, and as hard as you may try to reach back and grab on that truth that you know, your flesh and your mind is anchored on the issue at hand. God gave me a word recently, and I put it in the statements for the book. I've been telling you forever, and I've been saying even in the messages, you got to wait till your emotions are quiet before you go for it. You got to wait till your feelings are quiet before you make a decision or a move. Because if you move out of emotion and if you move out of feelings, you don't always make the right decision. And God gave it to me a different way. And here's the way he said it. When your emotions and everything are in charge, when you're in your feelings, you only see one outcome. That's the only thing you see, where I am and where I need to be, and all of the options in front of you are closed. When you get quiet and you get still, all the other options are then revealed. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought the only way out is this has to happen and it has to go this way, or I have to receive that call, or this deal has to go through, or this person has to show up? And then after you get all the emotion out of you get still, God shows you five other doors that he has available for you because you've gotten quiet enough and you've gotten your emotions to shut up so that you can see the path straight through. Who bears witness with what I'm talking about right now? Okay. So in this process of saying, God, I'm loved, I'm honored, I'm precious to you, How do I remember that when things around me seem to be saying something else? Anybody bear witness with me on this part right here? God, how do I stay there? And if you don't, then you're lying to yourself and to me and everybody else. You know that when the enemy comes in, he comes in the father of distraction. He comes in as the father of confusion. He comes in with everything that would try to say to you, has God really said? He hasn't changed his game hasn't changed from the beginning to now, and it's the same. Has God really said? Well, I know I dragged you on for a long time with this, but I want to make sure I really got your attention pulled in deep. So I said, God, well, what is the answer? And it was a simple answer, but a complex answer. He said, your strength comes from me. And I was like, yeah. And he said, no. Your yes and your yeah and your I understand is not the right one for this conversation. So listen to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, I know. I know the scriptures. I know. I believe that. For this situation, this circumstance, for this conversation, that I know does not apply. You may understand that to be truth over here, but over here you don't. Or in this conversation that we're having right now, your I know what you mean doesn't apply. Is this speaking to you? That I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. No, I know. I know that. I know that. You know, people that are like that, I've seen in the Lord never grow. They don't. They're stuck in the I know that they've attached themselves to, and no new revelation can come to them, even out of that same scripture, because they've decided that what that word means to them is all it can possibly mean ever, forever, and ever. Amen. You follow me? It's a dangerous place to be. When you lock yourself into an I know, and the I know that, in other words, you have the mind of God based on one revelation. You don't. That same scripture can speak to you over and over and over in different seasons of your life. And the I know that you need to gather for that scripture today is not the I know that you got 10 years ago. Who understands what I'm talking about right here? Because what I'm laying down is foundation, is serious foundation. So I had to come to the realization that what I know, what I understand, and what I know does not apply to the message that's being taught today. So when he said, your strength comes from me, I was like, I know that. And he was like, no, you don't. Not for what I'm saying to you today. What I'm saying to you today is your strength come from me is going to require a different A new revelation, a clear cup, new wine skin. You got me? We're gonna have to take you. I'm gonna have to take you to a I know that you don't understand. So where he led me was in Haggai, chapter 2. And as I read it, I said, this is really not explaining anything to me. I don't understand. Okay, I'm reading this and I'm going, okay. Haggai 2. Help me understand this. And he said, read it with me and I'm going to explain it to you as you read it. So I want us to start from verse 1. And Father, I pray as we read that all of us, including me, we let go of the I knows that we already have, and we open our heart and our spirit to what it is that the Holy Spirit wants to say to us for this season. How do we stand strong in you, knowing that your strength is where we get our strength from? And that strength we're seeking right now is to stay committed to the fact that we are precious, we are honored, and we are loved by you in the face of any time, conversation, or situation. And we receive that from you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Starting at verse 1, in the seventh month, on the 25th fifth, I mean, 21st day of the month in the second year of King Darius of Persia, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel." And I try to really go through it because I usually get caught up in these names, but I said, I'm going to really try to get them right today. Son of Shelet, see, I didn't get that one. Governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehoiada, I had it earlier. Anyway, the high priest. So Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remainder of the people, saying, "Who is left among you who saw the house in its former glory? And how did you see, and how do you see it now? Is not this your sight as nothing in comparison to that?" Verse 4. "Yet now be strong, be alert, and courageous, O Zerubbabel," says the Lord. "Be strong, be alert, be courageous, O Joshua, the son of Jehozadak," I think it is Jehozadak, the priest. "Be strong, alert, and courageous, all you people of the land," says the Lord. "And work, for I am with you," says the Lord of hosts. And I went, okay, but you just said, be strong, this one, be strong, that one, be strong, this one, for I am with you. But yeah, that's what I meant when I said, I know, right? Am I wrong? Be strong. Kwame, be strong. Dr. Brown, be strong. Esther, be strong. Edwards, be strong. Nellie, be strong. Lindsay, be strong. Crystal, be strong. Talima, be strong. Selena, just be strong, for God is with you. I was like, but I know that. I mean, I understand that. What did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? Who wants the answer to that? And they said, read it again. And I said, yes. So he said, just go back to the all you people. Because he said, I told you, be strong, be alert. Somebody say alert. Be courageous, all you people of the land, says the Lord, in the two words, and work. Ah, I didn't see the and work. I just said, be strong, be courageous, for the Lord is with you. He said, no. And work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. And in those two words, listen close, and work. And work. Somebody say, and work. Be strong, be courageous, right? All of that, and work. And I was like, what does that mean then? That I never really caught the and work part. Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Scripture says, work out your salvation in trembling and fear. But my salvation comes from the Lord. So what do you mean, work it out in trembling and fear? I got saved when I accepted Him. There's nothing I can work. What do you mean, be strong and work? He said, it's of faith, not of works. What do you mean in work? He said, the process of work is the process of meditating on what truth is, and true truth becomes you. I am with you, but are you with me? My word stands, but do you stand with my word? I told you I got you, but do you have me? I told you that this is the truth, but is your focus on that truth? Or on your present circumstance and what you already believe about it. The work is the process of our job is to say, I will focus on the one who says, I am with you over the circumstance that is temporarily with me, over the circumstance that seems to have control and power. Now, if you think about it, the moment that things come at you, you almost forget the scripture you remember. There's a part of us that don't want to go pick up the word right now because I'm upset. Come on, let's keep this 100. He said, the work is to drive yourself back to the truth you know when the lie is screaming in your face. That's one of my quotes that's in the book. It's hard to focus on the truth when the lie is screaming in your face. It's hard to focus on the truth when the lie is screaming in your face. But the work we must do is not on the circumstance, the situation, the person, the conversation, but the fact that he is with me. The work for me, the work for you is to focus ourselves. It's not that I know thing. I may have known it when there was no problem, but today I have to yada know it a different way. I have to say, what work do I need to do? Lord, is there a verse you need me to be standing on right now? What position and posture do I need to take right now? Because this situation or circumstance or this level of growth, it might not even be a problem, but you're trying to go to the next level to what God has called you to be. You're trying to succeed in what He's called you to do. And everything around you is saying, no, 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 no. And you have to say, I have to work to make myself focus on the promise over the circumstance. Finances says I can't do this, but the promise says I can, and I've been called to do it. So what must I do? So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I'm going to talk about my Nelly for a minute. Nelly, I'm talking about you, baby. Here's the deal. The oil you stuff was slowing down. Sales wasn't really happening. Things weren't going the way it should go. I'm saying, so do we close the kiosk up already? I mean, how many times do we do this? And we were talking, and in the process, she said, I know I'm supposed to be online, and I hate having to walk around and sell these bottles individual. And it clicked for me. Whoa, that was the thing you said before the salon dried up. You said, I hate this. I despise this detestable manner. Man, I know what I'm called to, and the fact that I'm having to do this now, and I hate it. And I was like, for me, it clicked. Whoa. You just spoke death to it. You just said by your words that you despise where you are right now. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but you know who I'm talking to, and you all know I'm talking to you at some point. When you start to despise where God has you, then you start to lose. I've never gotten to the place where I said, I hate where I am. I would pray to God, say, God, you remember my thing, God, if I found favor in your sight, if you would be so kind, because I've learned, and when you begin to speak against where God has you, where you are begins to go. That's a work process. She got before God. She left the room. She went in the other room, back in her room, and she closed the door. I said, "We having prayer time." She said, "I need to do this by myself." She came out the room. She said, "I repented to God for that," and she went out there yesterday and made a killing. I mean, literally, just made a killing, and it was like with ease too. She half the day she called me and said, "Okay, I'm finished. I'm coming back. I'm done." And I was like, "Look at God," because the work for us. Yeah, thank you, Celine, for being blessed by that. The work for us is to focus on what he said. The work is on for us is to honor that word and stand by it and say, even in this storm, I got to keep my eye on the prize. People tell the story. Peter took his eye off of Jesus. He began to sink. God, listen, he took his eyes. He put it on the wind and the rain, but he didn't pay attention to the one who said, come. The word come was the supporting word. And once you get unfocused on that, being strong, being courageous, being all of that, watch me close, is not feeling strong, is not feeling courageous. No, I woke up and I felt courageous today. That's not the thing that's being told here. And that's not the work we're talking about. It's not working on yourself to feel something. Say that with me. It's not working on myself to feel something. That's what we've been deceived into believing. Am I correct? I gotta feel strong. I gotta have faith. I know. I just feel right now. I just feel, but I gotta have, I just can't do it. God said, that's not what being strong is. Being strong is being strong enough to make yourself go back to the foundation of what you heard and speaking it out loud. That's where your strength come from. It's not a feeling, it's not an emotion. She went in that room, she's had her conversation with God. She didn't come out the room and tell me what her and God said. She just came out and said, I repented before God, and I'm back out there. And bam, God showed up just like this. Don't despise the gift or the giver. I've told you who you are. I told you what I've called you to be. And now the work for you to be courageous is to stay in touch with me. Do the work that staying in touch with me requires. Do the work that staying grounded in me requires. Do the work that keeps you focused. How do I get focused? Go back to that scripture. I have not seen a time yet when I found myself in the jam. I found myself frustrated. I found myself irritated. I found myself like want to give up. And I pray, and God would lead me to go to a word, or go to the word, or go look up or something he had me write down months ago, and take me right back to exactly what he told me a year ago. Did you do all of this? No. So what you here crying for? Do the work. Go back to what I told you. Go. I'm not going to give you a new instruction. It don't change today because you had a bad day. Go back to the work that I gave you to do. Go back to focusing on what I said. If I told you to make a move and get ready to move and go to another city, and you ain't moved yet because you waiting for this and that to happen, and now the whole world's falling apart around you, don't know what to do, and you go back and God said, didn't I tell you to move? How many of you know that, right? Didn't I tell you? But what did I tell you last? Yeah. Are you doing that? No. Well, this conversation is over. Do the work. Be strong, be courageous, but do the work. What's the work? The work is saying, flesh, I don't care what you feel. Emotions, I don't care what you feel. Mind, I don't care what you feel. This is what he told me to focus on and do, and I'm going to get to work doing that. And something Mama Green used to say, God said to her, you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. You do what I told you to do, and I'll do that. And do it without grumbling, murmuring, or complaining, or saying I hate it, or any of this kind of stuff. Okay, well then you hate my instruction. Then, so why should I give you any more? This may feel like a little bit of a spanking to some people, and it may be just a beautiful revelation to others, but I'm learning, God, if it ain't going right, I got to get back on the last path that you gave me. If something is missing or something's not working, I got to get myself back on path. Now, this is perfect because I see my daughter is on today. And we talked about this when she was here. She, when it came to that time, she laughed about it and she was talking to another. Living, she said, I was living in sin. I was doing not following God. I knew I wasn't. But one thing she said she knew. Don't mess up that tithe. Whatever you do, don't mess up that tithe. And she, you remember that, right, Dr. Angie? And she was like, yeah, if her money started messing up, she would call and say, how come my tithe is not being drawn out? Oh, the account thing changed. You messing up my money. Get that tithe out of here. You know what I'm saying? Get that tithe out of the account. You messing up my money right now. Still living in sin, doing what she want to do, but like, don't mess with my money. And it's so funny because we were sitting here the other day, and I said, Talima hasn't worked in 4 years and still has like 10 grand in the bank. And she says, 16. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But she understands that principle. Something ain't working. With her money, what happened with my tithe? Where my tithe at? And that's something that she understands that works across all spiritual principle. Do the work. If I'm feeling fear, where did you drop off of a stand? What faith, what word were you given that you're no longer holding on to? What instruction were you given that you no longer going? If God said, told you to head out south toward 95 and keep going south, when did you decide to turn and start heading back up north? When did you decide to get off and go west because it looked better over there? Find where you got off, do the work, get back in your place, get back on your job. Last thing I'm going to say, and this is powerful, do the work. And do the work. God said to me, you know how many people in their walk have reassigned themselves to positions that I never put them on? Now they're doing this because somebody else told them to do it. And now they're trying to, oh, now I'm going to go feed the homeless. And now I'm going to go work with children. And now I'm going to do this. And now I'm going to do that. And God said, I didn't call you to do any of that. I gave you a specific instruction. Why did you get off of my instruction and go do something else? I'm not paying you to do a job that I didn't ask you to do. How would you like it if you hired a guy and I'm just giving you this example just to make it simple, make it come home. You hired a guy to come fix your roof. He said, well, the price is going to be $5,000. You agree with $5,000. You come in the next day and he's in your house mopping the floor because it's leaking. Okay, but I didn't hire you to mop my floor, bro. I hired you to fix the roof. And you still want me to give you 5 grand for fixing the roof and all you're doing is waiting for it to rain and showing up with a mop bucket? Bro, I'm not paying you for that. You follow what I'm saying? You're laughing because you can see how silly it sounds. But we do that to God all the time. We reassign ourselves to jobs because somebody else is doing it. Somebody else said you should do it. Or we saw the Save the Children commercial and it made us feel bad. And we take ourselves off of what God told us to do and stick ourselves in job assignments that He didn't call you to. So are you doing the work? No, you're doing somebody else's work. You're not doing the work, which is yours. So, the title of this message is Get Back to Work. Get back to work. All things will work out. What happened with Nelly yesterday was God's proof. Get back to work. What did I tell you to do last? Are you still doing it? What did I tell you to stand on last? You looking for a new revelation and a new word and a new comfort and a new whatever. What did I tell you to do last? Get back to work. That's how you stay strong. And that's how you stay courageous. And that's how you stay comforted. Because I can say to God, well, God, I don't understand everything that's going on, but I know I'm doing what you told me. So I know if I'm doing what you told me, all things gonna work together. Work. Together, work together for my good. See, it's a work together with God. All things work together. If I'm not working with Him and we're not working together, things don't all turn out for my good. They turn out for my good and your good when they work together with Him. I never saw this revelation before in my life. This was the revelation he showed me. This morning, literally, he said, this is the verse I want you to do. I'm like, be strong, be courageous. I got that. No, you don't. You got it when you get the rhema that I'm giving you for the season. Go back. Go back to the instruction that you received last. Get back to work and watch God turn your situation around. Blessings of God be upon you. And I pray that you receive what you needed. And may the word that you heard bring God's blessings to you. Amen.